Whitewater Assembly Republican Steve Noss told a special committee considering Wood's expulsion that Wood had crossed a line of ethics and moral responsibility as a member of the assembly. Wood, an independent from Chippewa Falls, was arrested twice for operating while intoxicated before he was elected, and then three more times in just the past couple years. Video from a police car's in-dash camera showed Wood stumbling to the ground in the most recent arrest. Wood says he thinks blood tests will show he was clean when he was arrested the last two times, a point his attorney, John Hyland, drove home as he questioned Representative Noss.
We don't know what exactly was in the representative's bloodstream. We don't know if it was prescription, if it was as prescribed. We have no knowledge of those facts, do we?
To which Noss responded,
all you have to do, a common sense thinking person, is look at the dash cam video. Somebody could have been killed.
Noss and Hyland also clashed on the question of whether it was proper for the legislature to remove Wood. Hyland pointed out to Noss that Wood's own constituents had decided not to initiate their own recall election.
There is a way that they can remove him from office. Is there not?
Absolutely.
And there's been no one that has taken that step within his district. Is that not correct?
Because they believe this committee will do it.
Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you don't live in his district, correct?
No, I don't.
It would take a two-thirds vote of the assembly to expel Wood. He's announced he'll step down after this term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.